records things as they happen. Lenetzach yedaber, forever he'll speak. Ki yavu b'nei adam l'shmaya dvarav. People will love listening to this person. They'll never tell him, be quiet. Lami tadab roi dvarech. Just be quiet. A person who's careful to say the truth. So the Ishai Meir, Rabbeinu Yoina says, is a good listener. He's an Ishai Meir. He's an Ishai Meir, a good listener. Lanetzach Yedaber, he'll speak forever, means people will not tire of hearing him speak. Now, explains Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ishai Meir is he listens means he discerns the truth. He says the truth. And he makes sure he's an Ishai Meir. Yer Tzviki, Rabbeinu Yoina is saying an Ishai Meir means a listening man, means he makes sure he's really understanding. So he's detailed to what he's understanding. Lenetzach Yedaber, people will always want him to speak. They'll never say, Layoimur Laylaylam, they'll never say to him, Lama Tadaber, why are you talking? Now, I want to share something on these words. Rabbeinu Yoina is talking about honesty. And he's talking about an Ishai Meir is very attentive to details, gets things with an exactness, and is an Ishai Meir, not he wants to have things exact. Lenetzach Yedaber, people always want to hear such a person's words because there's an honesty. I would describe Mishulam, if we had a yearbook and we wrote one pasuk on each guy in the shir, I would write on Mishulam Chara, these are the words I would write. I'd write these exact words that an Ishai Meir, a very careful person who listens well, discerns well, tries to really understand something well, because they're honest. Lanetzach yedaber. People want to hear this person. What do you have to say on the matter? That's what I would. Would that be a good pasuk? Ishai Meir lanetzach yedaber. There's a reason we want to hear Mishulam speak. It's an Ishai Meir. But the pshat chaim. So Rabbeinu Yain is talking about honesty. That if the person's honest, that's the person we want to hear. I want to tell Tzviki, I want to memorize these four words. Ishai Meir, Lanetzach Yedaber. A listening person forever will speak. Guys ask, we have a lot of guys in yeshiva dating. We have tons of dorm counselors. So they're going out. And guys always practice like what they should say on dates. And you know what the best thing you should do on a date is? Listen, understand. There's a line a wise guy once said, seek to understand before you seek to be understood. If you try to understand somebody, they'll want to understand you. It works in marriage. It works. A guy once said, Chaim, a guy once advertised, we were at a hotel, and a guy advertised, I have spoken to thousands of youngsters, like his speech, having spoken to thousands. And I thought that much better to listen to thousands of youngsters. He spoke, I don't know how much he knows. You listen to that's a different zach. Then you get wise. So he spoke to thousands. Then you only know one thing, you, and you know very little. Spoke to thousands of youngsters. It's not so much you learn from speaking to that. Listening to thousands. Listen and hear. Listen. And Ishai Meir lenetzach yedaber, a person who listens forever will speak, is try to understand before you. And if you try to understand, people will want to understand you. Lanetzach yedaber, Ishai Meir, a listening person. It's certainly Rabbeinu Yoina, we're learning today the sugyas of honesty. But I want to say, and Shlomo HaMelech certainly means this, a listening person who seeks to understand, Lanetzach yedaber, will always want to be spoken. In any meeting, this is just the truth. You'll have a meeting in a company and everybody's talking. Everybody wants to know the opinion of the quiet one, of the listener. Everybody. Everybody wants to know because this person absorbs. I don't want to be mayrich about Rabbi Russ. I don't want my brother-in-law to be upset at me. But Rabbi Russ, his word is so valued because Ishai Meir lenetzach yedaber. A listening person forever, people want him to speak. Tell us what you think. Tell us your opinions. Ishai Meir, if you listen and you absorb, it's a mid of honesty, certainly. Rabbeinu Yoina is writing an Ishai Meir, wants to ascertain the truth, wants to make sure, to measure, to see, to figure out the truth. But a person who's quiet, an Ishai Meir, lenetzach yedaber, his word will always be wanted. At a meeting, people are yenting, a whole long meeting. There's one guy listening carefully. At the end of the meeting, everybody wants to know what he holds. They just literally want to know. Lenetzach yadaber, forever he speaks. Forever his word is treasured and valued because he heard, he listened, he absorbs the ishay mea lenetzach yadaber. I think all chachma has its roots in Torah. And to be an ishay mea, anybody and all of us want our word to have weight. Our word to count. And the way your word has weight is by being a good listener. There's a new pshat, and it says, what the Mishnah in Ava says. The Mishnah in Ava says, Siyag l'chachma shtika. A protection of wisdom is silence. And we have a new understanding. It's not if you talk so much, you'll say something stupid. That's not protecting wisdom. It's protecting a pretender wisdom. What protects the value, whenever you protect something, is you want to hold its value. The shtika, the silence, is not just being quiet, it's listening. Siyag l'chachma, you want to protect your own wisdom, your own intelligence, your own thoughts, learn to listen. Parents, Chaim said in other relationships, the best things that we could ever teach, the parent who are always teaching, son are always teaching, their wisdom, the kid doesn't care about the chachma. If a parent's an ishay meya who really tries to understand, then all of a sudden the kid says, Dad, I was wondering something. His chachma's gold. Dad, I was wondering. The kid, if seek to understand, and the other person will seek, you'll end up being understood. Ishay meya, lenetzach yadaber, forever you can speak, your word will be valued. Because you listen, because you hear, because you understand. The kid says, Dad, I was wondering what you think. He wants your chachma, because you're an ishay meya. The other person who's not an ishay meya, he's just yenting, criticizing, giving mussar. His word, literally, Rabbeinu Yoina writes, that people, to this guy, nobody will say, Lama tadabra yivarecha, I don't want to hear you anymore. Look, I don't want to hear you anymore. The guy who's an ishay meya, it will never be said to him, lomer tadabra yivarecha, why are you talking? By the way, if you find people like getting frustrated from your speaking, like people are getting, enough, stop, ask yourself if you're being an ishay meya, because it's a promise. A pasuk promises something is pretty, if your children, your spouse, people you're learning with, do not want to hear your words. Yechavrus doesn't want to hear your words. Ask yourself, you're being an ishay meya. You're being a listening person. Because a listening person is promised that they'll never say to you, don't talk. If you're an ishay meya, people want to hear what you're saying. I saw two chachamim in the world have a debate. Two brilliant people. And they practiced something I had never seen before in my life. Each one, listen to this, well, I think if chavrusas did this, it would be crazy. I think parents with their kids, I think spouses could do with each other. I think it's brilliant. Each one had to present the other one's side, but beautifully. It's the craziest thing. You present, they were debating, they disagree with each other. You ever seen this? Michelle, you've ever seen this? That's what I'm talking about. Michelle, don't blow it. You've seen this? It's amazing. That's amazing. They have to do it in a cool Chaim. It's like the hardest thing because you're upset at the other side. Yeah, and you're not allowed to do that. Like the whole task is you can't say it's sarcastic. We could all like mock it. You have to present the other side intelligently. Crazy. I saw two chachamim do this. It's one of the hardest things. You're upset by the other side. You disagree. You're angry. Say over and present it well. I think two chavrus would do this crazy. Husband and wife, parent and child. I want to express what you're saying. And you express what I'm saying. But shtai, no joke. It's incredible. And in a sophisticated way, I really get you and I could say it over well. That's an ishay meya. If an ishay meya, you're a listening person, and you really care to understand, then lenetzach yadaber, your words will always be wanted. Please teach, what do you say? You're that type of person. Now this is, I thought in the yeshiva, whose midah's honesty, I think there's a deep honesty to this. A deep dishonesty is to mock the other side. You're not an ishaimeya. You just mock the worst debates when somebody like, if a guy Republican, Democrat, Democrats, they're all communists and trying to destroy a bit. So you just kill, you say the stupidest version of the argument against you. And then you're not an ishaimeya. You're not listening. You're a pretend. It's called straw manning. Sure. Get the word of the day. What's it called? It's called the straw man. That's what it's called. Straw man is when you make the worst stuff and you take the side against you, the worst version, and you argue against it. That you know a person's not an ishaimeya, he has no care for truth, and you don't want to hear him. Be quiet. You're not interested in truth. The Republican could do that to the Democrat. The Democrat do the Republican. You're all Ku Klux Klan. You just make fun of the other side. You all want to kill our country. You just don't like anybody. You're mean. You're cruel. That's straw manning. You're taking the other side, making it stupid. And people don't want to hear what you have to say. The ish shaymeya, I listen to that side, it presents the most beautiful argument against. You get the argument. You mamish understand it. You actually build up the other side and you say, I disagree with it. That's an ishaimeya. You've listened, you've understood, you've heard, you've paid attention. Lenetzach yadaber, people want to hear your words. Please teach me. Tell me what you're going to say. Please, please teach me. I'm interested. You're really interested in something. A guy described to me in yeshiva today his struggle in yeshivas. And he described that there wasn't a willingness to hear another side. And if he encountered that, he didn't want to hear what people taught him. There wasn't an ishaimeya who was hearing. It was just, this savage, how could somebody not? It was just like barreling him over. He didn't feel he experienced an ishaimeya. And when you don't have an ishaimeya, you don't want to hear the words. People say, lama tadabra idvecha, please stop speaking. You're just grating on my nerves. You're an ishaimeya. You're interested in both sides and listening and getting the truth of the matter, which takes that you're processing and hearing the other side. So I'm not coming, certainly arguing Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm not even saying a different pshat to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying the ishaimeya cares about the truth and he listens and pays attention to the real thing because he wants to say the thing properly. He doesn't want to have lies. Lenetzach yadaber, forever he speaks. I thought in the yeshiva, and we have the parasha Midvar Sheker Tirchak, to stay away from lies, learning to listen, to hear, to comprehend, to understand what's being told, to really like get what's being said well, to, you could even articulate that point, and then your word, now you're an ishaimeya, you really care about the truth of the matter, lenetzach yadaber, you'll always be able to speak. People will care what you say, what do you have to say, they'll be interested. I think this is a very, very good litmus test ever in our life with our kids, our spouse, the people around us. If we find them shutting down our words and not interested, we have to ask. Chazal promised something. So then we have to ask, am I listening well? So you hear the statement, the statement of a Chachmas Hagoyim, but it all comes from Torah. The statement is seek to understand before you seek to be understood. It's mechavim to a pasuk in Mishlei, which is ishaimeya lenetzach yadaber. You hear the rule? Yes.
Could it also be that the conversation of someone listening to you, lenetzach yadaber, will speak to you forever?
You speak.
Meaning, I'm speaking to you, but you really listen to me? Lenetzach yadaber, that's forever going to be like...
Oh, that conversation will last forever because you're really listening. Maybe even that person will keep speaking. I hear what you're saying better. You're saying even deeper. It's funny, Chaim. Guys ask about dating advice. And I want to say this. We have guys here dating, and every guy, Be'ez Hashem, will get in that parsha. Learn to listen. Learn to listen. Guys that prepared, they bring card games and this and that, all these things. Ishaimeya. Be a person. Really go there to like understand. People like talking. Learn to listen. It's almost funny. You have a conversation of six people. Go to a dorm room. Everybody likes, people like sharing and saying. Everybody wants like put in their word. Learn to be again. And we all want to speak. We all want to speak, and it's an issue sometimes. I spoke about people who lie because they want to, a guy lies because he wants to be part of the conversation. You know what the best answer to be part of the conversation? Be the listener in the group. And by the way, they'll always care about your words. It's a promise. Be a listener in the group and ask questions. Ask a guy what he means. What do you mean by that? Bring it out. Help them. The best dating advice in the world, is to be an Ish Shimei. Ask another question. Discern further. Oh, you said it's so. Find out further. By the way, she'll care. Lanetzach yadaber. Forever you will speak. Your word will be valued. Slowly, it might, you know, you'll get in yours. You'll say yours. But you're an Ish Shimei. Oh, that's so interesting. Ask further questions. Allude back to it. Bring out a person is saying. Ask. Seek to understand. Start. You mask him, Yosef, to this advice? Yeah, you mask him. So much is told. What do I say? How do I say? Ishaimea, learn to listen. Now, listening is active listening. Ishaimea doesn't mean just sit there like a bump on a log. I'm talking about active listening, that the person's inquiring, asking questions. Oh, what do you? When you're sitting in the dorm room, a conversation, a group of people, you know how good a guy would feel? Follow up with questions to what he's pointed out something. He said an experience, like common. Guy, this is an experience. Then you want to, you're like pressure. I also, why don't you ask him further about it? Ask him, oh, that's so fascinating. Ask him more about his, you're an Ishaimea. Ask him more about his experience. Wow, that happened. How did it feel? What happened? What happened after that? Be an Ishaimea. Ishaimea is not passive. I'm listening, I'm hearing, I'm trying to understand. That's the best thing to do. The best conversations in the dorms are when they're an Ishaimea around. And don't worry, but you say, but I also want to say my things. Lenetzach Yadaber, you'll speak forever. Lenetzach Yadaber, this person will speak forever. Chaim Guri said a brilliant pshat. He said a brilliant pshat in Lanetzach Yadaver. It's brilliant. When I say brilliant, it's true. But learning about MS, Chaim said something brilliant. I have seen this. Somebody could talk to you for 3 hours and you listen, but you real. I'm not talking about listening that you're quiet. I'm talking about I could listen and I don't listen for a minute. I'm talking about listening that you're absorbing. Morty Samwitz, when people talk to him, it's leaving an impression. I promise you could listen that you didn't listen at all. Because you're not moved by it. You're stuck in you. Talking about a listening that you're an Ish Shimea. You tell Morty something, his like day changes from what you tell him. Says Chaim, brilliant pshat, Lenetzach Yadaber, you could listen to somebody 3 hours after he's done. He's like, thank you. You helped me so much. You're like, help. I didn't say anything. You said stuff to him. You didn't say anything. You told him everything. Lenetzach Yadaber, forever you'll speak. You have spoken forever. That's what Chaim said. Brilliant. It took me till now to understand what you're saying. No. I've seen him to be right. It's brilliant what he said. He said, you have spoken forever. You just shimei, and I promise I've seen this. After you're done, you listen. You listen well. I'm not talking about a fake listening. You quiet. I'm talking about you were hearing. You were impressed. You were like moved. The guy's like, wow, thank you. You really brought clarity. You're like, brought clarity. You're like sitting there. You're overwhelmed. Lynette, you have spoken forever. She's a brilliant pshat. It's just true what he's saying. So Ishaimeya, Lanessa Hidaber has spoken forever. Your silence is, you've advised, you've comforted, you've clarified. Just by being an Ishaimeya, Lanessa Hidaber, that has spoken forever. At first I started thinking, he will talk, you encourage him, which is true, but you're saying much better and true. So this, I just thought in the yeshiva, that's about honesty. Rabbeinu Yain is saying, and this is the truth, that that's a mead of honesty. Who would have thunk, Hudi? It's a mead of honesty. If you're really interested in the truth, we have to learn to absorb and hear what people are saying around us. And absorb, be an Ishaimeya, that gets an accuracy to your perspective because you listen and you hear, and you hear others' perspective. Your perspective then gets shouted out. Lanetzach Yadaber is not just a good trick to speak. You want your perspective to be powerful and true, be an Ishaimeya. Rabbeinu Yain is saying that's what it means to be an honest person. So we're a yeshiva. We care about honesty. Learn to listen, to hear, to understand. It is very not possible to come to truth if we don't hear and understand what people are saying. If we listen and we hear various perspectives, then we come to a truth. We come to a cool place of truth. So the person who wants that honesty has to be an ish shemeya. It's mevur like Rabbeinu Yoina, because the first part of the pasuk is contrasting to a liar, an eid kazev. A lying witness will be lost. You know the opposite of a lying guy is an ish shemeya, somebody who really hears different perspectives. So I loved sharing this in the yeshiva that I've seen from the guys, honesty here. I've seen tremendous levels of honesty. Had a conversation the other night with a bachur. I walked away shaking my head like that he like impacted me. Honesty. He spoke so honest. Somebody struggling, going through a lot of stuff, and he was doing things I disagree with. But when he told me his perspective, he spoke the truth. He said big stuff. He said like stuff that made a lot of sense. And I learned something, and I was upset what he was saying at first. But I walked away, like taught me a lot. I like walked away. He really gave me a lot. I want to say there's a guy I've had like strong conversations. He really heard my word. I saw he actually like wanted to know my perspective. I promise I've had many conversations. And I walked away like having learned from him. I promise he wanted to know my word. And that's the pasuk says. Now the pasuk doesn't need Kalish as a proof. I'm just saying I lived the pasuk. Ishaimeya. If you learn to listen and understand, lenetzach yedaber, your word will be valued. This is true on your children, on your wife. It's just true. So I beg a world who cares about honesty, let's learn better to understand. You're going to have situations with a spouse one day. Try to understand better. I get it. I want to say, why aren't they listening to you? Because you don't get it. You're not an ishaimeya. Say over, digest what they're teaching, hear what they're saying. I was asking a bacher, I don't go to the whole arichas. I was asking him to express a certain vatranus, to give in. Another person heard him to give in. He was describing how dangerous such a world is. People gain when you give it back. If I beat him up, it'll be a life change. He gave me examples where people grew. He told me a certain bacher is only where he is because I beat him up once. But then he explained how he views life, and I promise he told me real things. Tell me real things that I promise made a lot of sense and explained a lot of real things to me. And when I heard him and I heard what he was saying, I promise I was like moved what he taught me. He taught me and it was like I have people pleasing in me. He showed me a different thing. Then he asked me, he like started asking me after I like was nishtayim, he started asking me about how I view it. He literally, I saw the pasuk happen. He was curious because I allowed him, and it was hard. It was hard for me because I was like, don't hurt the other guy. We're like so vested, but I wasn't listening. He said, I promise he said real things that made sense, that this Torah to what he was saying. And when I was finally willing, and I had many conversations, I wasn't willing to be impressed. I wasn't willing to be taught. Then you wonder, I don't get it, you're not listening. Because you're not listening. If you don't listen to him, you can't speak. A guy doesn't want to hear your words. It's just true. Because it's not emistic, your words. You're not hearing the other side. You're not digesting. You're an ish shaymeya. You really digest. I saw it play out. The guy wants to hear what you say, please. What do you say? Then I was like, then we like worked. Then there was a sugya to learn. There was a cool sugya to learn. Two chavrusas. It's so cool. You could have such cool debates. Guys are learning more, and I want chavrusas to be nisrab and yeshiva. You can have such cool experiences. Two people who see things. You learn a chazal, you learn a pasuk. You'll have. We just saw a pasuk. I took him seriously. I didn't know what he was saying at first. I delayed. I thought while I was talking a little. If you listen to chavrusas, you can end up getting place. You argue, you talk, you figure out. Rav Chashmaitz, you have an expansive sugya. You have to learn to listen. So I wanted to share this fourth level. Rabbeinu Yoina is amazing, Rabbeinu Yoina. And he's this fourth level of MS, but he describes an ishaimeya. That's something for all of us to strive to be, an ishaimeya, a listening person. We have five more madregas to speak about, and there's a chasna tonight. Yeah. I don't want to be a shaker and learning about shaker and telling a guy I'll be there and they're not coming.
Weddings go for a long time.
Yeah, I did say no chuppah. I said I'm coming to dance with you.
I wouldn't say that if it was my wedding.
That's honest. I want to do tomorrow.